from the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
Elke aand so 10 oor 6 gesels ons oor verskeie interessante kwessies, goed wat in die nuus is, met Christel de Tooy in Explained Well with Christel. So Christel, waaroor gesels ons vanaand?
So vanaand kyk ons na president Cyril Ramaphosa en spesifiek ons het gister gerapporteer en ja, begin rapporteer oor al die verwikkelinge rondom die ministeriële handboek. So daar was groot kontroversie rondom die voordele wat gegaan is vir ministers, gratis water, gratis elektrisiteit by twee amptelike wonings. It turns out they also got an increase in their private staff components.
Yes, this was an attempt because the ANC most hasn't got money to pay staff, right? So what's an easy way to make sure your people still get paid is just to give every minister 7 more staff members. Everyone got 7 more people to employ. So you can just take the people from the one place and put them in the other and get taxpayers to pay for them. And we were like, uh-uh.
Okay, so jy kan soos vir jou 'n stylist kry, iemand wat jou in personal shopper.
Exactly.
Daai tipe goed.
I'm not sure stylist and shopper. So you would have to, in terms of, because now, of course, if staff are paid by government, you would need to be able to justify. But so the president...
I have to look good, Christelle, I'm a minister.
I can't believe you said that with a straight face.
Don't insult me.
I tried. Well, look, so the president did an about turn on this, and he said that they are now reverting back to the previous version of the handbook, which is 2019, pending a review.
Ja, so dink ons hy is nou so streng met die ministers omdat hy vir ons as die mense wat die belasting betaal en die mense wat dalk ANC gaan stem wil wys, luister, I can lay down the law. I am not a pushover. I am in charge here and this is how I'm going to show you that I am in charge.
So that is one possibility, but so I think in order to answer that, so yesterday we had a press briefing at the Union Building. So you know how in America they have press briefings at the White House,
I think
on a regular basis.
Yeah, at least once a week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we as journalists have been saying we want that kind of access to the presidency. And the presidency, so first it wasn't the president who took the questions yesterday, it was his spokesperson, but they said they would be having these regularly. They didn't give an exact time frame, but every week to 2 weeks. And when the president is available, he will take them. So this is a good development in terms of transparency, access to authority, but this is an ANC elective year. And I think we would be naive. So whether it's wanting to, as Roz says, wanting to be seen to be stamping down authority, or in communications, one of the first things you learn about crisis communication is that you need to fend off the bad press. And the way to do that is providing answers. Even if we don't particularly like the answers, but you need to provide answers.
That's a very cynical view and I like it because it's probably correct.
Stay woke, y'all. Stay woke.
If we do a one... Because I'll be honest, I agree with Christel and I'm glad journalists have been shouting about it. There's absolutely no reason that we cannot ask the people elected in our country who are running this place questions every week. It's ridiculous. I'm sick and tired of when something goes wrong hearing that the president is off inspecting video game machines in Thailand or something. You know, it's nonsense.
Or tar potholes in dirt roads.
Precies.
Nee, okay. Ek verstaan daai punt. Maar it's also something related to what Rob said earlier at the beginning of the show. They are just going to give answers for the sake of giving answers. So ons gaan nou weer net van vooraf gegaslight word, but this time with journalists with their mics in their faces and someone rolling on a camera. So it's the same thing we're going to hear, even if we hear it via a tweet or via a regretfully, we regret to inform you, all that nonsense. It's going to still come with nonsense.
I'm going to tell you even more cynically than that, is that this is a great idea now because it keeps the president and his office in the front of the news all of the time so they can say a lot of things in the build-up to the elective conference and they can keep this up maybe until the elections. I think we'll see a lot of Cyril before the elective conference. I think if they keep this Q&A session up after the elective conference, we'll see a little less of the president, but all the way through to the general elections. And then after that, dololo, it'll go away. We'll never hear from them ever again because now it's not convenient anymore. I'm just throwing it out there. That's exactly what I'm expecting to happen.
Look, it's a possibility. But so I was looking this week at someone, a prominent commentator who was asking the question, is Ramaphosa quiet quitting? You know, quite quitting where you don't outright quit, but you quit the idea of going above and beyond. I think my gut tells me do not underestimate the president. President Cyril Ramaphosa waited 20 years to get into this position. He's quiet. If he's quiet, it's a buffalo quiet. It's not a quiet you should trust.
I sincerely hope that you are right and that the outcome is good for us. I have no hope left anymore in hoping that anyone is going to do the job that they've been elected to do because no one does. So I'm going to, fingers crossed, Christelle, because always the second term for a president, you get to be a little more ballsy than you were in your first term because you don't need to worry about re-election. You can't stand again. Now I can actually do all the stuff I wanted to do, you know?
I'm just out here living for that buffalo reference.
I'm just, you know, while we have no water and no power and Eskom is not getting fixed and Becky Cele is doing absolutely nothing about, we've heard the murder rate's gone up, the carjacking rate's gone up, the child murder rate's gone up, the everything, you know, while he's still in charge, while Fikile Mbalula is going to derelict railway lines and pretending to be shocked, I'm not holding out much hope. Marwan Salsin, at least they're going to come and answer questions.
From the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.